Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Bruce Reynolds, Thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, good morning.
I mean, it's a fine morning.
It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. Lewis is still in Vegas doing the final scouting for Skankfest. Everything looks so awesome. Thank you guys for tuning in. Lewis, hope you're having a great time, man. Everything looks sick. We're going to have the most fun in the world coming up in just 8 weeks. Keep an eye out for Skankfest, guys. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen, two my right from No Need for Apologies. I got Dave Temple.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? How we doing?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Good Monday morning, man. Feeling good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling well. This is going to be a good one.
This is going to be good, man. Should I still be pushing buttons and shit since I'm over here?
I think that's why I put you there, buddy.
Should I be the Lewis? Should I, what the fuck is up, dudes?
That's what the spot's for.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Get drunk with its power.
There is some power that comes with
this. That's an easy thing
seat.
To abuse, for sure.
Yeah. Titties from the booth. Show me tits.
And from the boys' cast, we got Danny Polistruck. How you doing, brother? What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm very well. This is going to be a very fun day. Very excited about Skankfest stuff. I can't believe it's only 8 weeks away.
Wow.
Get that pre-Christmas jitters.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be, so much fun. Super cool guest, and everything's going to be an absolute blast. Speaking of dates, let's get plugs out of the way.
Let's do it.
Danny, what do you want people to get eyes on?
You can follow me everywhere at Danny Jokes. I have a Boys Cast podcast with Ryan Long. We do that every Friday. Low Value Mail. It's a call-in show on YouTube every Tuesday night, live at 9 o'clock, which is tomorrow. And August 26th, Toronto, I'm headlining the Paradise Theater.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Temple?
No Need for Apologies is the podcast right here on the network. Check that out every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, Sunday on YouTube. If you could, check out my Instagram. I'm Dave Temple on all platforms. And the biggest thing that I'm proud to announce is I have a new album coming out. That album is available along with all of my work. You can click that link tree right there. Boom. Everything that I have is there, right? So the album is the top thing. New album, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, drops Labor Day weekend. Pre-sales are available now. I need you guys to go and pre-order this album. Make sure that we debut at number one. And check out everything else that I'm doing there, including Black Ass Comedy Show every Sunday night, 10 o'clock, Waynesburg, Brooklyn. If you can't make it to Brooklyn, guess what? There's a live stream. We got a live stream right here on Gas Digital. Gas Digital Networks /events. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and plug this on here. We haven't done this before, Natalie, but there's a new promo that we're doing. Change your promo code. Cancel your RAP subscription and re-sign up using NNFA. Lewis has enough money. Make us rich. Do it. Do it now.
Pretend like it's their cell phone bill, guys. Take it out of their name and put it in yours. Guys, you know where to find me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Twitter, ZA Spook Show. This August the 27th, I will be in Rochester, New York with Chris Vega. Catalyst Wrestling is going to be back in Brooklyn in September. Bunch of fun shit coming up. Can't wait. Thank you, guys. And Lewis will be out on the road as well. If you can bring up Lewis's website, this weekend on the 11th, him and Aaron are going to be in West Palm Beach, the Improv. On the 12th, they are going to be in Tallahassee, Florida. On the 13th, Jacksonville, Florida, which with, I believe, Crack Amico opening.
Oh, yeah?
It should be fucking a banger. On August the 25th, they're at Hilarities in Cleveland. September 7th, they are at Looney's in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And the Denver Improv on September the 8th. Syracuse Funny Bone, Albany Funny Bone, Helium in Philly, Summit Comedy Club, Louisville Comedy Club, Orlando Improv, all coming up for one Luis J. Gomez. Please make sure you follow him on Twitch, Instagram, Twitter. And if you love the show, GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code RAP, or you can listen to Dave. Hey, it's a free country. You do what you gotta do. All right, guys. So we have established on this show a rule. We're trying to figure out the rules of society. And one of the ones I think that has been proven again by recent events is if you cross the counter, you get what's coming.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, did you guys see this video?
The Asian kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
I probably have.
But... So, a video came out of a vape shop, I believe in Las Vegas.
Uh-oh.
And it was the second time this month they were robbed. And it looks like a kid, but I believe this guy owns the store.
Yeah, but he's young.
But he's young.
He's young.
Oh, I think I
and,
have seen
two kids come in masks to rob the store. He's pretty goddamn cordial.
Yeah.
And then one of them makes the cardinal sin. He goes over the counter. Ladies in the booth, have you both seen this?
Yes, I have.
Nat, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, let's see how it goes.
Yes, this one. Good. Okay, I did see this one. Right,
pause.
Why are you guys wearing masks?
So,
why are you wearing masks?
So, Asian behind the counter. Two white kids, I believe.
So this is a feel-good story.
I mean,
this has a real happy end, a proper Hollywood happy ending.
This is Dylan and some other fucking dickhead. Like, yo, we're going to show Dave and that we're cool. We're going to vape juice. Like, yo, I nicked this, son.
We're coming through with all the cartridges.
We got the cart. Yeah, it's fucking gay blind Mike and Dylan.
Yeah.
All right, so they come in with masks. Go ahead.
Say what?
Oh, they don't have the guts. They don't have the grapes.
Nah.
Okay.
Can I just get the... Alright, take the money in it. I keep the coins. I need the coins. Bro, okay.
Buzz?
Oi!
So... I just want to keep people.
That's
informed.
A good pause point, by the way.
Right before the puncture.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shannon, you can even take it back a second while I'm talking.
Good.
So these two kids, they balk. He says, come on, just get out of here, realizing they're going to rob him. One kid goes for what looked like a tip jar or a donation thing.
Good steal, by the way.
Yeah.
You can't even call the cops on that one. Go ahead.
And he goes, oh, come on, man, you can take the money inside. I just need the change in there, the coins in there.
Yeah.
He goes to reach. Other kid jumps over the counter. Now, it would appear this gentleman was prepared.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm going to make a bold statement.
He's very prepared if you know there's a little backstory.
No, I don't. So.
Well, he's got a book bag on his chest.
No, he said he went on and did an AMA on Reddit after he did it, being like, I'm the guy. And he goes, yeah, League of Legends really prepared me for this. Like, all the video games he played, he straight up was like, yeah, like, you know, because your heart gets racing in those things. And
well,
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to say, after what, this year, 2 years of Asians just taking L's.
Yeah.
Taking R's. Yeah. Just taking R's back to back.
Hold on, I'm slow with these. Ah, oh, fuck, where is it? We'll just give him an air horn. I'll find a Zach attack. Go ahead.
They're fighting back. They said, enough of the shit.
Yeah.
We got our stores. We got our dignity.
Yeah.
And we got a knife.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens here.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7.
Dead.
Go to sleep.
I'm dead. And yeah, his homie didn't even try to come back.
Rewind it, because I talked over this kid yelling, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
No. Wait, no. Please. He's just dragged him and dumped him. And now I love how the phone call starts.
This reminds me of all of the Bruce Lee movies and Nick Beck grew up watching where they'd be like, no, Chen, don't fight.
Go ahead. I love how he starts his call.
Don't let me die, sir. Sorry. This wasn't my idea.
Shut up.
He's very calm.
It's from all those video games.
Oh, you're saying the guy... Hold on. Who did the League of Legends thing? The robber or the...
No, the shopkeeper.
Oh, really?
And he literally said, he's like, it was all the video games. Like, it really helped me be like calm during this moment. Like,
okay, go ahead.
Under
I'm
under pressure.
Hi, there's a robbery at my store, and one of the robbers...
That's how he starts his call. Not, hey, yeah, there's someone bleeding some to death bleeding on my floor.
And the guy didn't die, though.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
That's, but see, 17 also.
911 dispatcher say, though, that is the way you should hint. Hey, this is who I am. This is where I am. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, to be very calm. Yeah.
That seems like for what he, like, he can't do that, though. Like, is he going to get... Can you just stab a guy who's robbing you like
he's
that?
Yeah, he's behind the counter.
Well, there's the guy in the Bronx or whatever.
Well, watch that. That guy. So the
that guy wasn't behind the counter, but that guy was actually getting in his face.
Yeah.
Well, no, the Amiri shirt guy.
Yeah,
the Amiri shirt guy was behind the counter.
Was he behind the counter?
Yeah, that's why he actually beat that murder.
Oh, that was the angle then. Yeah, I thought it was on the other.
He
side.
He got all the charges dropped, but that guy. So we're discussing an earlier video where we discussed on the show. Guy and his chick come in. They try to get chips for their kid. EBT card gets doesn't go through. Guy gets in a fight with the guy behind the counter who just has a giant knife.
Yeah, he's like a fucking...
And stabs him to death. Mm-hmm. That's knife. What inspired get behind the counter, get what's coming.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's what inspired it. I was inspired by McDonald's years ago. Black people versus fast food told me, you go behind the counter.
That's the Tumblr that I said. Me and Dave used to watch this Tumblr years ago. It was Black people versus fast food. And the tagline was... chicken nuggets, catnip for black folks. Okay, so,
I mean, that's a good precedent to set if you tell every shopkeeper, yo, this is fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, so we're being inundated with videos right now of violence and shoplifting.
Yeah.
How many videos have we seen of people just raiding Duane Reade's or CVS?
Yeah. There's something a little colder, though, if it's like a corporate store and just some security guard making $14 an hour just fucking knifing all these people walking out.
I mean, it was this guy's store. The second time he's been robbed. What I loved is one of the things is that one kid, when he was scared, forgot to call his friend the N-word. Is what they were doing. They were like, they were talking very tough.
Yeah.
And then he leaves. He goes, Jacob.
Oh, wow. Suburban robberies.
But yeah, so this guy, I counted 7 stabbies.
That's a lot of
stabbies. 7 stabbies.
That'll kill you. Did you see the Australia thing? The subway station?
Yeah, we did.
That's crazy.
7 stabbies. Kid goes, I'm dead. And now he's laying on the floor going, please don't let me die, sir.
Yeah.
I gotta say, cross the counter, get what's coming.
Absolutely.
I don't care if you're 17, you're a grown man. Body's a grown man.
Right, and you're wearing a mask. We can't see.
You're wearing a mask and you have a bag. I don't know, you don't have a weapon on you.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, I once got my ass beat like a grown-ass man as a teenager. I was in a strip club. I was 16. They allowed us in underage. And I basically got into it with a stripper. The stripper pulled me on stage because no one was really paying attention to her dance thing. She was like trying to smoke cigarettes with her pussy. It wasn't attractive at all. Everyone walked away from the stage. I'm still there. She pulls me up on stage. Everyone's like, oh my God, Dave about to get his dick sucked, right? Like, she lays down and she's dancing on me and she's sitting on my chest, but like reverse cowgirl situation. So she's facing my feet. And she's sitting on me, and everyone's coming back to the stage. And she's opening my pants up, but instead of doing anything to me, she cocks back and throws this smoky cigarette pussy on my face, right? I'm 16 years old. I know nothing about eating pussy. I'm very, right? So my immediate reaction is I push the girl off of me. She falls forward.
Nope, that's not menthol.
And when she comes back up on like her hands and knees, like I punch her in the butt. Right, which causes her to fall again forward on her stomach and chest. Security, they get involved.
Oh, yeah.
You just punched a stripper.
Yeah.
You just punched her in the butt.
It was right in front of me. She's straddling me, so there's nothing in front of me but her butt. You know what I mean? So I just punched her in the butt.
Black guys have that fast twitch muscle. It's like the video when they tried to scare the one with the goblin in the garbage can and he just turned around and knocked him out.
That just happened to me. I was walking in the park Friday and a fucking rat was in the trash can. And the noise made me
punch it in the tail.
I started throwing punches at nothing. But that was my first reaction. I heard something in the trash can. I flinched and started throwing punches, right?
I love seeing that security footage.
The fact that somebody would even have to get on a walkie. Go, hey, this 16-year-old kid just punched a stripper in the butt.
Yeah, no walkies here. Guy literally walks up, grabs me by the wrist, and drags me off the stage.
Excuse me, we don't punch the ladies in the butt here, sir.
Dude.
Excuse me, sir.
I have a code black?
A nail or something from the edge of the stage.
We got a code purple? Somebody's punching butts.
Code grape. Code grape. So as they're dragging me off, like something catches my back and scratches the fuck out of me. But whatever it is, it also catches my pants, which are undone. So now my pants get kind of dragged down to my knees, right? They're dragging me out of a side door where my friends can't really follow me out the side door. So they have to go around the front door and come back around to the alley. And I'm telling you, these two grown-ass men beat the shit out of me and threw me in the alley trash like I was an adult. And I remember not being able to tell my aunt or anybody what happened. I was in school with cracked ribs, like, you know, just like trying to tough it out, you know, because I wasn't supposed to be down there.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell anybody what happened to you. I was in a strip club.
Got the shaking.
Well, at 16, being in a strip club, that's kind of going over the counter.
Exactly.
That's you're acting like an adult. And you were treated like an adult.
And what made it even worse was my aunt, I was living with my aunt at the time. My aunt had me on a very long leash. If you don't come in at 10 o'clock, I'm closing the main gate. You're out for the night. I'll page you in the morning. Make sure you're still alive. Are you eating? Are you going to school? Are you going to work? That was really all my aunt cared about. Aunt's only rule, stay off of 40th Street. Don't go down 40th Street. It's a very illicit block. They let anything happen down there. Stay off of 40th Street.
So you're on 40th Street.
Right. I'm on 40th Street, and that's what happened to me. You know what I mean?
I got tuned up by bouncers at the Knitting Factory?
No. Really?
No, not Knitting Factory. Maybe Knitting Fest. No, what's the Webster Hall?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
During one of Doug Zombie events.
Oh, no.
I blacked out, and I woke up to being kicked in the ribs by security guards.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And I was getting tuned up.
Ouch.
I think it was a stripper situation. And I woke up to a bunch of people carrying me to the green room. And, yeah, I got tuned up. And then the next day, I was politely explained. Like, yeah, they beat the shit out of you.
But you had it coming.
No. There's no way in my mind that I didn't deserve whatever happened.
Right, right. For a guy to be kicking you while you're asleep, like, yeah, you did something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that's why even when I see those videos of, like, people that go ham on, like, homeless people, where you see, like, a video footage of, like, oh, this homeless guy was sleeping and some guy just walked up and set him on fire. I don't think that guy is, like, 100% evil. That homeless guy did something. It's just not on camera. You know, this. You know how hard
it's like a Patrick Bateman kind of incredibly sick situation.
Yeah, it's usually probably.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you look up? There was actually another attempted robbery that was thwarted this week, and they came in with
the gun,
a huge gun.
This one, but he didn't go over the counter. What's the rule there?
I guess he had a gun.
He
had it out. And Dave, I would love your opinion on this because I know you are an open carry person.
Not anymore. No? I didn't renew the license this past year. It expired in 2021 and I just let it go. No. I had one from Florida, which verified me in 14 different states. So I got it in PA. I took a class and they revised you. If you take this class and get the Florida license, you're good from 14 states.
Because aren't they making it in New York? Where
it was already hard to jump through.
But didn't they make it now where you can't open, like the Supreme Court?
Yeah. I think it is. We're moving towards being able to open carry.
But I used to be a license to conceal carry, and I'm not licensed anymore. So,
And did you get work out of that, or that was just for you?
That was just for me. It was actually, okay, so I used to carry a gun to do comedy, like, because when I was working the Black Circus, especially when I was going to places that I wasn't from, like Baltimore, D.C., you know what I mean? I'd go down to Miami, I'd go to Atlanta. If I was driving, I'd carry with me because nobody knew who I was. And I learned from some of the other comics, it was the easiest way to make sure you're going to get paid when you don't know the promoter.
Yeah.
So it's just like if you just show up and they're like, oh, I'm waiting on this headliner to come. And then you get there and the security pats you down and then turns you away. And the promoter has to go, hey, well, no, that's my headliner. And security goes, oh, he had a piece on him. We just had to make sure. Like, we'll make sure we got his money. You know what I mean? Like, it was a secret way of like, we'll get the money straight.
I like that. I like that a lot, Dave. I like that about you.
I'm not sure if this is the right video, but let's try it. Well, that's going to start 1 second.
This is it.
Wow. Tucked behind the counter, Cope ripped out his hidden shotgun and blasted the suspect in the arm. As the man took off, another camera captured this.
I love his friends driving away without him.
Oh, he shot mom. After nearly leaving one of their own behind, he sped off in a black BMW
X3. Meanwhile, Cope kept his eye on his cameras to make sure. Look at this old fucking. Look at this Quaker Oats motherfucker. Marnie tells us Cope suffered a heart attack as the result of the traumatic series of events, but will make a full recovery. As for the suspects, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department says all four of them showed up at a hospital. Yeah. Three of them were arrested while the guy who was shot is still recovering.
I remember hearing about this story, too, which is wild, because I think the dude that got shot was like in his 20s, right? Like 23 or 26 years old. And they're saying that when he recovers from his wounds, he'll be transferred to, you know, obviously handed over into custody, which is such a weird way to go to jail for your first time.
Is what, having just been like coming
your arm
hospital?
Is oh, yeah, useless. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? So to navigate prison
that,
at a young age with one arm.
Is he handcuffed to the bed by his good arm?
I probably, yeah.
Nah,
that must suck.
I don't think so, because they'd still need the other arm to do all the IVs and shit. So they'll probably just put an officer at his door since they can't cuff him to the bed. Cuff him to the bed is just to save the officers, like,
yeah,
yeah.
Be here.
Yeah. Yeah, what kind of gun did they come in with? Because that
looks like
as a dumb New York liberal, they came in with what I would call a scary gun.
It looks like an AR-15 or something like that.
They came in with a scary gun. What, Shannon, can you show them getting that? That was a big fucking honking thing.
The bigger the better, huh? The bigger the scarier for you.
Look at that thing. Wait for it.
That thing?
Shannon's talking. Pause. Oh, we missed it.
Yeah, it looked like some sort of MP or something.
It's a Call of Duty gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. And then this guy moved fast. One.
Where is this? Florida?
California.
California. Yeah.
And I gotta say, great video. I mean, these are phenomenal.
Yes.
These are satisfying.
Here's the funny thing about that is, for that guy at his age to be moving that fast with the gun. He must practice, or he must at least flinch for the gun every time someone walks into his store looking like that.
It says in the article that he saw them approaching on the surveillance cameras coming with weapons. So he was able to prepare.
Oh, yeah, nice little Scarface moment.
I'm sure he mentally goes through that scenario a lot, too.
Yeah.
Just grabbing a gun.
What's funny
is,
you know, they were definitely outside, like, psyching themselves up, not knowing they're on camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today's the day, son.
Yeah.
We take what's ours, son.
He walks in 2 seconds later. Ow, my arm!
He shot my arm.
And they went to do it in a BMW, so I don't think they needed it. Like, they had an X5 outside, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. You see the cost of gas?
Yeah, true. That is wild, though, man. Like, pulling off a robbery like that is... One, guys, never target a family-owned business. They're going to fight for their thing, man. Like, they're going to fight for it.
Not to mention, you watch all the news, and if you just walk into, like, a Walgreens, you can just take whatever you want and walk out. Nobody's going
to
stop you.
Yeah, they're trained to literally let you out.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, Walgreens, they just drop anything bigger than a 20 in the drop safe, and usually the 20s also. Yeah. So if they get robbed, yeah, take all the 5 cents and ones and the coins. You're good. You know?
I mean, just take all the cosmetics and razor blades, all that shit.
And they keep most of that shit locked up, too. So if you're robbing a Walgreens, you're really just getting Doritos
dude,
and toilet paper.
Somebody posted, it was a meme at that point, but it was somebody's picture about how little they trust people at liquor stores, and it was that there was like $170 bottle of whiskey on the shelf, and the $8 Hennessy was locked up. It was such a great picture.
We gotta start stealing different shit, black people. Jesus Christ, man. Just to throw them off the scent for a while. Like, I would recommend stealing Doritos only because they're $5.79 a bag now.
Wow.
How the fuck did we let them get that high?
That's crazy.
No other chip is at the $6 mark.
I like artisan. I like I like the nice stuff.
Yeah, the fancy artisan ones might be.
Yeah, yeah. I like, there's a new one. It's truffle oil and sea salt that Kettle Brand makes.
Yeah.
It's worth it, dude. It's worth it. Treat yourself. They ain't got to be hot Cheetos every day, buddy.
How else do you think I maintain that, you know, that fire in my belly? It's that powder, you know? Cheeto powder.
Hey guys, real quick, I just want to talk about one of our favorite sponsors. You guys ever have a friend that has a guy nobody can get something, but, you know, you have a guy that can get it. Well, I've got a guy for you. And his name? RockAuto.com! They've been in business for 20 years. And while every other business in this country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, you've got a guy in RockAuto.com. They have all the auto parts you need in stock at reliably low prices. Listen, if you've got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value. The car market is hot, which is why now is the time to keep your car well-maintained. So go on over to the site, check it out. There's no promo code needed, but there is a little box that says, I know about this from blank. All you got to do is tell people you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. So head on over to rockauto.com with all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. Check it out. Let's get back into the show. Oh, dude. All right. I'm very happy about this. Let's look at this. Does it live? Man falls in vat of porridge.
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, so this happened last month, and it's in India, and then I'll tell you more afterwards.
Okay, so this is like their porridge.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, when we said that, I was expecting like a giant, yeah. Like what like they make
industrial.
Beer in.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is the Indian version.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
There's no sound.
Yeah, which is very fascinating with this guy. So it's the guy in the white. Oh, he's drunk. I never caught that. Yeah. He's drunk. And he went to sit or something. I don't understand how he's not burning himself right now. And now he's in. And you see how everyone else is reacting to it?
Well, I see the smoke and stuff.
Yeah. They can't even grab him. He's so hot.
Oh, he's cooking.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, he dies.
Oh my God!
Yeah, buddy. Like he is not.
It's crazy because nobody was like. Everyone was like, "Save the porridge! Don't dump it."
That's a month's worth of porridge for our village. Now it tastes like Jim. I was trying to not pick a fucking
Vishnu. I'm Vishnu only because I know a Vishnu. Yeah, get Vishnu out the porridge.
This porridge is too stinky.
Although dropping an Indian in your porridge is probably the best way to season it. You know, the spices that probably came out of that man.
Are you saying that that's like a new? So you got Indian in my porridge. Yeah. You got porridge in my Indian.
I'm sure Indians are like a stick, a cinnamon stick of, you know, like all of the shit.
Walking tea bag.
Yeah,
he's like a bay leaf. You got to take him back out. By the way, the other headline for this is man misunderstands job with Uber Eats.
He thought Uber Eats meant you eat a lot, yeah, right? Eat a lot of porridge all in one sitting. Good job.
So I'm going to...
I don't think he died.
I think this guy lived, but he's horribly burned.
Horribly. You won't be able to tell.
I'll take die.
You'll take die? Yeah. Dave?
No, I think he lived. I think he lived and he's disfigured.
Shannon?
Okay, so first, his name is... Wait, I'm trying. Muthuswamy.
Muthuswamy.
Yeah. Okay. And
Swami and fucking oatmeal.
And while the cause of his imbalance isn't known, his wife said that he suffers from epilepsy, and that may be what caused him to lose his balance and then eventually fall into the vat. And he did not live; he died.
Really?
Yeah. He succumbed to the horrific burns he sustained.
I'd like to think that, like the Child's Play, he casted his spirit into the boy he touched before he went into that vat.
Oh, I thought there was going to be a porridge monster. See, if I wrote the movie, it would be a porridge monster.
Give me the porridge.
The fact that they weren't able to touch him enough to get him out of there was like, I was like, yeah, he's just cooking.
Yeah.
It seems like one of those things where eventually you go to grab him and just slides off.
Well, the one guy, if you see, the one guy was like grabbing his leg.
Yeah.
And his leg was hot enough to the point where he had to let go. You know what I mean? And the leg wasn't even submerged in porridge.
Which, how can porridge
this
get?
This is again.
I bet it was boiling.
Yeah, this was like industrial porridge to be sent out probably to prisons or something. So
that was probably for a restaurant.
Why would they make it so hot? This is like McDonald's coffee. Like, why does it need to be that fucking hot?
That's not that's not necessarily all true. And so it's so funny. I read a thing about how that lady was actually horribly burned because that McDonald's.
And she wanted like what? Like she wanted like a few hundred dollars.
No, yeah. But McDonald's would leave the coffee on all day, right?
Well, that McDonald's was leaving the coffee on all day. Fucking, and it was crazy hot. She only asked for a little, but then McDonald's, when they paid her out, hired a PR team to spread the rumor. Yeah, it fucked her up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, that's so crazy.
She looked like from coffee, this guy after porridge.
Yeah.
And McDonald's started spreading the rumor that it wasn't that hot and that it was like her chasing a lawsuit and she wasn't that hurt and she got millions and millions of dollars. They like covered her medical.
Well, originally all she wanted was, she goes, I want my medical expenses covered. And like, I think she had missed a week of work or something. She's like, I just want to be compensated for that stuff. And then they were like, no. And then she's like, okay, I'm just going to sue you.
Yeah.
And then she got this crazy settlement.
But yeah, so like McDonald's has openly started the rumor that it's like a litigious society and they're the victims.
Yeah.
When they that lady was fucked up. And now you're right. I didn't even think about what that guy must have looked like.
Oh, yeah.
If that's hot coffee.
Do you think they still tried to separate the porridge from him for the funeral?
Like, good news, bad news. We will be eating after this.
Bad news, it won't be porridge. Unfortunately.
Bad news, it is porridge.
Yeah, it is porridge. That's the bad news.
If you get a bone, throw it in the hole.
Yeah. Yeah, you know those Indians still served what was left of that porridge. Like, after they tipped that thing over, what was left, they still served it.
Okay, and I know epilepsy. Let's all be honest. That was a drunk man.
That was a drunk man.
That was a stagger backwards.
Absolutely.
And that's when someone dies, and you know, and then you like to preserve the legacy. You say
that might have cooked him faster, right?
The alcohol, really?
Is he fucked up?
I don't know about that.
Or it made it harder for him to get out.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, he probably was like, you know, you imagine a lobster when you put it in water. It's like he's probably out of it in seconds.
I pictured him as more beer battered.
Well, that was quite the doesn't live, Shannon. Thank you. All right, what else we got today? Video: South Korean town's garlic ad reeks of obscenity, farmers say.
The garlic ad?
So none of it is in English, but I feel like it is still kind of fun to watch.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Oh, my soul. Hell yeah.
So far, this is just good Asian softcore.
Oh, it's a clove of garlic. And it looks like a butt. Oh, that was just silly.
I thought American TV makes you dumb. Holy shit.
Well, that's why like Asian game shows are so silly and shit. They're whimsical.
Yeah. I was expecting like a fully like pixelated crotch at one point.
Yeah, if it was really obscene, they would have to pixelate the garlic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they peel it and it's pixelated underneath.
They said that some of the words that she was using were very thick and hard, and that she was rubbing the thigh of the thing, which I didn't see in there.
That was right.
That was that black thing she was touching at the beginning. Yeah.
But
which is weird for an Asian woman to say anything hard and thick. Are Asian men hard and thick? Like, are those dialogues or the words you would use to describe Asian men?
I mean, hard.
I prefer not to use either of those to describe any men I know.
Yeah. Really? I mean, there's definitely stereotype breakers.
I mean, they fry their wings hard, but I don't know.
There's stereotype breakers in every culture, I think.
Yeah, of course.
I think there's definitely Asians with thick hogs out there.
Yeah. You think Yao Ming was packing?
Fuck yeah.
He was 7 foot Chinese guy, right? Like, 7 feet tall. There's no way God would do that.
No.
There's no way God would still put a regular
Asian I mean, I'm sure it happens, but unlikely, yeah. He's like a giant, a literal giant.
How did he escape not having nudes leaked? Like, how? He didn't sext anyone? He never sent a dick pic to anyone?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe did he come over here with
no,
a
that
wife?
Was before dick pics, really.
Really?
Well, he was playing, what, it was 2003?
What year was the dick pic invented?
I mean, it was before.
Yeah, but it would have been on, like, a flip phone.
Yeah, we've been on a BlackBerry, probably, or not. Yeah,
I guess
2003 is the phones were not that good.
Yeah. So what year did
iPhone was 2007.
2007
ended
is around 2007.
So.
Can we find that at all, Shannon? Existed on BlackBerry and stuff. Dick pic origin, or at least find a year of when they started?
Oh, dude, you're gonna get something from like some sepia fucking thing from 1880 or some guy.
No.
Have just real quick before I do that. Somebody did the math of what they estimate his penis length to be.
Who's that?
Yeah, man.
The person you're talking about.
Okay.
So they said so he's 7'6", and the average Chinese man is 5'7.4". So he's 1.33 times taller than average, blah, blah, blah. So they estimate his penis length to be 5.72 inches, which is going to look so little on that giant body.
Yeah. That is. Wow.
That's amazing.
5 inches. It's like that doesn't even cover the inches that he is above 7 feet. He's 7'6". You know what I mean? So it's like 7 is already crazy. Yeah, then you see another 6 inches and your penis doesn't even cover that.
Disproportionate.
Yeah, but you're still looking up at it.
Yeah, true that. But don't you think that also makes it look smaller? The fact that it's already 6 feet in the air above you? Yeah.
No, it looks probably better from below.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be from the top that it would look small.
Okay.
Then it's menacing. I mean, there are stereotypes. I've definitely seen black guys with small dicks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, what do you say to
that? Welcome to the club. I'd assume there's Chinese guys with fucking hogs on them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen in a porn a Chinese dude with like a hog.
I don't see them in there at all. I don't see enough Asian men in porn, and it's... You know, yeah, that stand up.
We've definitely shown some on Bi Guys.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking
Asian
of.
Men in porn?
Yeah, we've seen a few Asian hogs on Bi Guys when we do Shirtless Girthless.
Okay. And are they hogs, or is it like just that might be a 4 foot guy?
No, I think they got a real thick boy.
Okay. So not long, thick.
Yeah. Okay. But I think that's Shannon, I hate to bring up my favorite, but you know, I have Diego Rodrigo, the male model I'm obsessed with. Yeah. I make Shannon look at videos of this guy. On the treadmill and shit. Have you heard of him?
Mm-mm.
Shannon?
I think I've heard you mention that name before. Diego Rodrigo?
Dude, this thing...
Also an Asian man?
This thing looks like... I wouldn't know what to do with it. One time I double-teamed a chick with my friend, and he took out his dick, and it was so big, I wanted to grab it by the base and smack her with it just to know what that felt like. And it was so disappointing. And every time I was the one fucking her and he was getting head, she'd be like, "Are you guys ready to switch again?" Yeah, show pictures of him.
Sorry, at the beginning. Yeah, you can kind of see it through his.
What is this, a show?
Yeah, well, this guy, yeah, he's like a.
What to say is a Skankfest looks different.
Look at that fucking thing. And it's going to pop up for a second.
It just did a little bounce.
Hello. This thing, dude, he posted a video once on the fucking treadmill.
Good for him. For
and it looked like he was going to fall.
Yeah.
This guy must make so much fucking bank.
And I'm curious what the comments say. Like, what is the bot to real girl ratio in the comments? Or whether it's mostly
girl?
Dudes. Yeah, you think it's more
I think it's a lot of dudes.
Oh, is he gay or he doesn't care? He's just like doing it.
I mean, he never posts really either way.
Yeah.
But I would assume it's a lot of gay dudes. Yeah, like that's
Happy Friday, lovers. Huge dick is the number one comment there.
Papacito, very huge bulge.
Yeah, these aren't chicks talking like this.
No. Hey, whatever.
What is that other emoji?
I am hungry.
I am hungry, but there's no porridge today.
Some guy died in all of it. Dude, man, I don't know. I mean, all right, this is a weird question to ask because I don't know whether you guys work out, but like, where do you guys stand on being? Would you guys film yourselves if you were working out?
No, I did. I worked out for like 6 months for my wrestling match, and I never took a picture in the gym once.
Yeah, it's weird.
I took a picture of the info on the treadmill to show that I had like doubled my time.
Okay,
but I didn't like post it. I sent it to my chick.
Yeah.
There's so many different people who film, and there's like the people who are like straight up like content creators, and then there's people who are like I think they're just looking at their form. They just want to see their like squat form, and they can't see it, so they're like video. They're like super obsessed. But yeah, I don't know. I don't film shit.
Yeah,
I film them. I'll film like the crazies at the gym.
I also feel like there's a certain type. Like you have to be at a certain level of gym to film. Like, you can't really be filming at a Blink. You can't really be filming at a Planet
Fitness.
I used
to work out at the Blink right here for a while, and people would film there all the time. There's this one dude there, actually, who I ended up seeing on Instagram, and he was like, I can't remember his name, but he was like massive, like so just juiced, like insane. Like, and he would always like film himself, but he was like, that was his living.
Yeah.
He's posting photos of him working out and stuff. So
God bless those people who figured out how to make a living doing this shit.
I mean, he's the guy is so roided out. I don't know if I've ever seen someone on like.
There's a guy who just died too. That guy who was loading himself up with all of the saline solution. That guy, the Brazilian Hawk. You guys know that guy?
No, look it up.
This guy, he just shoots the saline and gives himself the saline
crazy
muscles.
Like fake. Yeah.
And real quick, I have a message from Lewis. Hot guys fuck has a jacked Asian dude with a big cock. So I'm going to look that.
Thank you, Lewis.
Okay.
I thought he was going to yell at us for talking about gay shit.
Right.
Instead, he was like, I know where to find
hot Asian dude. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Hot guys fuck is a hilarious concept for porn. I'm always glad when I come across it. I refuse to type it in the search queue. I refuse to type it in the search queue to bring up these videos at all. You know what I mean? And it makes you feel like you watch hot guys fuck and you're just like, fuck, I got to get in shape. Dude. You know what I mean? Because these kids, they're young guys. They're like in their 20s and they have the discipline to not eat or whatever, you know?
You got that fast metabolism too, that young man metabolism.
I feel like most porn stars are failed athletes. Like most of the young in shape, like the black dudes, definitely. Like there's no way those guys weren't college athletes.
Yeah.
D1 guys too, maybe D3, but
yeah, probably.
Depending on how many guys are in the scene. Hi, I'm D1 today. I'm D2.
That was good. I found that in the right spot.
Shannon, did you find anything?
I mean, in my opinion, they're not big penises.
You haven't seen a penis in a long time.
Oh, we got a bit of a size queen here.
I do
understand
the concept of a penis still, though.
Nah. It's 2022. It's different now. It's all about how you
ladies
feel.
Got them. 2022.
Yeah. It's all about how you feel. You know what I mean?
Demi Lovato has one now.
Yeah.
And I have this one from a different site. It's like an orgy of Asian people.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Oh, damn it. Hold on.
Pretty girthy.
4 seconds of an ad once.
It's all right, Shannon. It's okay. Also... It's not your fault. You're trying hard. Okay, you're bringing up porn.
I know.
It's not.
Where's the pixels up?
Yeah, it's. I mean.
We don't know if that's an Asian guy, though.
Yeah, look at the pubes. Look at the pubes. That's an Asian guy.
Wait, why are you saying that? What about those pubes scream Asian? Those are pretty nappy.
No, I think that's, because look at the skin tone to the pubes. That's an Asian.
Okay. That's definitely an Asian in the back who's got his glasses on in the pool while eating ass. What a nerd.
Dude, this guy rules.
How's he supposed to see?
Yeah. Was he supposed to go in there blind?
Yeah, dude. it's a pretty simple, device to figure out. You know, when you're eating ass, it's pretty simple.
All right, turn this off. This is I'm just generally into it. So weird.
Just three guys watching Asian porn. It's pretty nice.
And it's in an Asian mouth. That's no scale right there. We need to see it in a black mouth.
Okay, yeah.
And to get a black woman to suck an Asian dude off, oof, that's a tough task. I don't know if you saw Romeo Must Die. Aaliyah gave that dude a hug at the end of the movie. they're not into that.
Well, isn't that the two
just
most...
Just a handshake? She goes...
Isn't the two most unmarried sections of society are black women and Asian men?
I don't know.
I know that was a study.
That's a shame, because that's basically the cutest kid combo.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've had enough of that.
I know.
I just found out that's where Korean fried chicken came from.
Really?
Yeah, black troops were teaching Koreans how to fry chicken while they were over there. You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And people bitch about all this appropriation stuff.
One of the guys that worked for my dad was this old Polish guy named Ray. And he was in, as he called it, the Korean War.
The Korean?
Because I was in Korea. And he would tell us stories about going to the bathhouse.
Mm-hmm.
To go like get hookers in Korea, and he goes, and then all these black troops walk in, Paulie, and these fucking Korean guys are standing there with their fucking rice dicks, and these big black motherfuckers come in swinging. He said all these women jumped out of the fucking pool into their arms.
Jesus Christ, man,
that had to be culture shock.
Yeah,
you're an Asian dude. You could even be like,
I mean, you've heard of black people. That's it.
Yeah.
You just heard of their
existence. Now all of a sudden, here they are, deep inside your women, teaching them to fry chicken. That's how good they fuck those women.
I mean,
they changed the cuisine.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. And I mean, you know what? I'm sure they're happy for it.
Yeah, man.
And just they're gone, and the fucking poor Korean husband's sitting there eating Korean fried chicken, and he knows that she's just, with every bite, she's just thinking
yeah,
about
it. He's like, man, you know what? Yeah. This is so fucking
good. Having a fucking size 14 fucking military boot on the side of her face. Well, fucking Bubba Gump.
Take off your giant boots at the door. But that is cool, though, to just have a black guy come in and make your life better by tearing it apart.
That's what happened to her.
Yeah. Yeah, but she was more appreciative. Now she's cooking fried chicken. Come on, your life got better.
Holy shit, that's funny. All right, what else are we looking at?
Yeah, what else we got going
on? Did you guys see, and it's not on the sheet, did you guys see that fucking car accident?
Yeah.
No.
So I don't want to do Does It Live on this, Shannon. If you would just look up... it was a car accident. I believe it was a female nurse was driving. So this video is rough.
If you just type in speed car accident.
Is it the 5-car accident one?
Yeah.
I believe it was a female nurse was the one that is the one speeding.
It's good to know me and Zach are still in the same corner of the internet. Even though we're not sharing videos as much via text message, we're still in the same corners.
And I watched this video and I watched the comments come out.
Oh, shit.
Where people were like, you know, fuck this piece of shit. They thought he was filming. They thought they assumed it was a guy because it was like a nice car and it was going fast. And then this motherfucker was filming him speeding and lost control and he killed all these. So I don't want to do Does It Live because people did die in this crash. It's a real rough one.
This is recently?
This is this weekend. Like Shannon, did you find it?
I'm getting through ads. Just give me.
Take your time. So this is a bad one. This is 5 bodies.
Story behind it. I just assumed that it was somebody that fell asleep behind the wheel because
oh, it's worse.
It was going. Holy shit!
You got to see. This comes out of nowhere. So I don't want to play.
You know,
I don't want to play Does It Live because
videos
it doesn't.
Like this though are why I watch live cams now. Like in the background of my house, I'll just have live cameras on from YouTube.
Yeah.
Just to see just in case something happens.
It's like NASCAR.
Yeah, you could just watch the Vegas Strip all day if you want to. Yeah, something might happen. Times Square, you could just watch it all day. Something might happen.
So instead of playing Does It Live, we're gonna play Guess What Happened.
Yeah.
And I want you guys to both put in theories about how this could have occurred.
Okay.
And ladies in the booth too, if you want.
Another 10 seconds.
Well, there's some backstory. How many ads did they put on this thing?
Jeez. Oh, man, it's a hot video.
There's backstory on it. Unfortunately, she killed a family.
See, here's the thing. As much as we don't want to play the game, because we don't want to be pieces of shit about this, but the people who buy ad space in front of this video.
Is this on YouTube?
It's everywhere now.
This one is from a news.
Oh, okay.
The other one I found, it was a weird angle. I think this is the better angle.
Gotcha. Oh, I know. Oh my god!
Just went right through. It was so
fast. Like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
It's brutal. So I believe female nurse driving kills a family of 4, and I believe the mom was pregnant. So she's gonna get charged with that 5th body.
6 people. Yeah, 6 people in total.
Wow, she was a hero 2 years ago.
She's gonna get charged for the baby. That's not a person.
Well, it wasn't this. Apparently, I don't know.
I'm kidding.
This would be an interesting case, man, if her lawyer doesn't pull the whole fact of she saved so many lives during COVID.
Yeah, we were banging pots and pans for her.
And she didn't die, right?
No.
Which is insane.
Lady drivers never die.
Well,
I don't think ladies have ever been killed in an accident they've caused.
No, but I'm going to make that Danny's official guess. She's putting on her makeup. Dave, your guess?
Yeah.
I want to say she fell asleep, man. Fell asleep, foot on the gas.
Shannon?
I don't... I've already read some of it, so I don't want to make a guess.
Okay, so, Nat?
I feel like it would be really ironic if she was, like, rushing to work to, save people, you know?
Okay. So, I'll tell Shannon that you can confirm whether I'm right. Suicide attempt.
Oh.
Just got broken up with and decided to crash.
So this was a man's fault. I knew it.
And Shannon, am I right?
So I got to find a different article. This one doesn't have the cause. It just says she ran a red light. It doesn't say the purpose.
Yeah, she certainly did.
Yeah. You know what's crazy?
Yeah, you ever heard of driving off a bridge, you fucking psycho?
You know what's crazy? I have a cousin that we're pretty sure she did this. She will never admit it. She'll always just say, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. But it was like you were driving down 95. It's a straightaway. And somehow you ended up upside down with your grandkids in the car. And I think that she definitely was just, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then they all lived and she's just kind of embarrassed by it, you know?
Embarrassed. Well, what's the documentary? I apologize. It's like an ant crashed a car going the wrong way down the highway. What's that, Shannon?
It's Whatever Happened to Aunt Pam or Beth or
yeah,
Liz.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of this?
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
So it's a lady picks up her nieces and nephews. I think it's like a soccer game or something. And is complaining she has a toothache. They don't know what she's on. They find a bottle of vodka in the car. She was driving the wrong way down a highway and killed her whole family and the family that was in the car coming the other way.
Wow. That's crazy.
But people are saying she wasn't drunk. She didn't have a history with drinking. Apparently, she maybe smoked a joint, and people were trying to say that. But I don't know anyone who's ever been so high they drive the wrong way down the highway.
Yeah, man. How many kids?
Three, I think.
Yeah, that was it. That was the factor.
Yeah.
Three kids is a game changer, man. I fought tooth and nail not to have a third baby just to keep from going that fucking crazy, dude. Because it's just, dude, people who tell you, like, being a parent, oh, it's the best. It's a thankless job. It's a thank, especially once your kids get to the point where you're just like a joke on TikTok to them. You know what I mean? Where they just want to make fun of you and mock you and poke and prod you. And you're, it's crazy. Like, because to me, when that shit was happening, it would be like, you guys know I can murder all of you, like, yeah, with my bare hands. Like, yes, I'll be in trouble.
Have you ever seen the news?
Yeah. Like, yes, I'm going to jail, but there's nothing the three of you can do stop me from killing everyone in the house.
Everybody in the car, we're going for a drive.
Yeah. I honestly think, yeah, three kids, ooh, that's enough to drive anybody fucking nuts, man.
That's so she's just trying to kill herself? That's...
I guess this lady was trying to kill herself.
Ever heard of that the couple that got killed because, like, they were driving on the highway and someone on the other side hit, like, a bear and shot the bear to the other side of the fucking highway they drove into it and killed them?
That's insane. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I think it was a bear or, like, a deer or something like that, but it was, like, straight up just, like, this couple driving and just, like, boom, bear from the, like, in the air.
Bro, I can imagine.
Other side.
You ever been on, like, the turnpike when it's snowing? And the plow trucks are going the opposite way, and they shoot the snow over the bear, and it lands on your windshield, and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
like,
I can't see it. Yeah,
it's not even blind. You hit that impact, that's enough for you. Oh, shit. Like, that could kill you, man.
I think about all the kids I knew that used to throw shit off the overpass, and how fucking crazy. Because it would always be like that one sociopath that would find like a giant rock. And you would hear it like crack
cinder
a car
block, dragging a cinder block over the thing. Go.
And I remember because we had all seen The Good Son with Macaulay Culkin, where they throw the mannequin off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember they wanted to throw a mattress off one time. And I remember the parents found out that that's where everybody was. And it was like a big meeting of all, like, all right, nobody's allowed to be with so and so anymore.
Yeah. It's weird. Have you ever walked over any of those walkways that go over, like, the FDR?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's still an urge. There's still an urge.
I have one thing I've noticed in the U.S. is because they don't... I've never seen this anywhere else, is all the overpasses with the fencing. They all have fencing here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I guess just people have done it so much.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing where they have fencing and there's, like, a lot of times there's an American flag on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to remind you where you are.
Yeah, I guess.
You forgot why you were driving.
Yeah. But there's always, like, I'm like, are these, like, dedicated bridges or something? Like... When I moved here, I was like, why is it all these fucking...
But it is very disorienting having something hit your windshield, especially when you're moving.
Oh.
I used to work at a Dunkin' Donuts, and I remember just taking the old bagels out and just trying to have fun as a kid. I'm like 14, so I got a simple job, a porter position, mopping and cleaning up. And I decided to entertain myself by throwing bagels across the intersection. They're old bagels. I didn't think anyone was going to notice or miss. And one hit off of this dude's windshield. And when I'm telling you, that guy came to a screeching halt.
Oh. And then turns and sees a Dunkin' Donuts and Dave standing there with bagels.
He came in to really chastise, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let me know. And it was funny because it was one of those things. I'm 14, so I'm still handling it like a 14-year-old. I closed the door. Like, I went in yeah, and closed the door. Like, yeah. That'll go away.
I closed the door. I told my daughter to call 911.
And it was so embarrassing.
Let this motherfucker come behind the counter.
He's standing there in the doorway cussing me the fuck out. And I'm trying to, like, okay. Because I want him to leave before the manager hears this shit and finds like, out
for sure.
You're just out back throwing bagels. Like, you know, this is why we don't hire fucking children, dude. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That is fucking...
So, by the way, Zach, so I can't, all I can find is some people tweeting that they think it was a suicide attempt, but I can't find it in any articles.
Okay, I feel like I saw an article, but I apologize if I spread false information.
No, I also maybe so just unlike me. Find it. Also, she has been released from the hospital, and she is being held on a $9 million bail, and they're charging her with manslaughter at this time. So they raised it from $2 million to $9 million.
Yeah, I think she's fucked.
Yeah, she's fucked.
That's a tough set of circumstances.
Well, she could, you know, be a nurse in jail.
Yeah, I guess that's probably, you could do that, right?
Well, I mean...
I'm basing this off the film Return of Reanimator.
What happened in that movie?
He got special privileges in jail because he was a doctor.
Yeah, yeah. They
that's what I'm basing that, me agreeing with you. That's her?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How do you fucking light up all those cars like that and then walk out? That's insane.
I mean, cars are engineered well to protect the drivers.
Yeah, what kind of car was it?
Hold on.
And whatever manufacturer they are, they should use that as
their yeah, that's their next commercial.
It was a Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. And they're known for their safety.
Of course.
Did it say what make, what model?
It just says sedan, no.
Sedan?
Yeah.
It's probably a C-Class. Probably a C-Class. You know, a little nurse car, a nice little nurse car.
All right, let's do one or two more of these before we get out of here.
All right.
I would assume, is this like a Reddit AMA, Shannon? The I almost died during orgasm when sex position popped my aorta?
Yeah. So she said, it says, after achieving the big O, a Mississippi woman said, uh-oh. This is a New York Post. as she nearly died while having an orgasm. The patient was having sexual intercourse with her husband, and during her orgasm, she felt a pop in her chest with radiation to her back. She stated that her legs were pressed against her chest during the orgasm. Per the medical journal, the 45-year-old woman was rushed to the emergency room after suffering from stabbing chest pains with 10 out of 10 pain levels. She also had a nausea and shortness of breath. When they checked her, so her vitals, blah, 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 the patient had a past medical history of hypertension, so I guess that kind of adds to it. She also smoked cigarettes. They gave her morphine and fentanyl to reduce the pain.
Nice.
And determined that she had sustained a leak in her aorta, the largest artery, an inch in diameter, which transports blood through the body.
Is that a heart attack, or that was just her?
No, it just,
during sex, she popped her aorta.
She popped it. They were able. There was a rip in it that could possibly lead to death, but since she got to the hospital so quickly, they were able to fix it.
Hey, you know what? Whoever's fucking her, I don't think it was a Korean guy. he would have been a doctor. He would have been able to save her.
I fixed this.
All right. And then...
Did you see this other video? I don't know how to find it, but it was a man, an old man, offering ladies $300,000 in life insurance to let him die having sex with them. But the way he words it, he's an old Southern man, and he's just
I would like to see this.
He's just like, if there's any women out there that allow me to give them $300,000, I'm going to put it in life insurance. Let me die on top of you. Yeah,
I guess he's going to be like, I didn't die there. Let's try
But it's just funny, like, this lady stops mid-sex, like, something's wrong, I need it. And this guy's, like, offering money to die during sex, you know?
Not the worst way to go out.
Yeah.
I had a girl tell me a story about a guy she was having sex with having a heart attack.
Yeah?
Yeah, and she kicked him out of the house because it was her parents' house, and there was a big age discrepancy.
Hmm. Oh, so she didn't want to get caught up in it. And she has no idea whether he made it or not. Ooh, women are so able to measure the survival of themselves and how to handle a situation.
She said she kicked him out with, what are they supposed to give people, Advil?
Mm-hmm.
She said she gave him 2 Advil, kicked him out, and told him to call 911 when he was downstairs.
Wow.
So that the medics wouldn't be in her parents'
house. Cold.
Jesus Christ, we call
I mean, he was a pedophile, so.
Oh, okay.
By all definitions.
Well, that's a smart kid then to know to do the Advil thing.
It's not a smart kid to fuck the guy.
No, definitely not.
How he could be so smart and so naive at the same time, Danny.
I don't know if I would even think to give someone who's having a
Hold on. Advil. If the kid gives you Advil and tells you to take enough. That also should
Oh, no, but
you...
it's actually aspirin, so that makes sense.
But it doesn't...
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. No, but she probably gave it. She goes, you want Advil? And they go, no, they made it worse.
I was about to say, if they had it right, that should take the pedophilia rap off the table. Like, clearly this kid is advanced.
Yeah, he got his shit together.
They're writing prescriptions.
Together.
Like, come on. If they can write prescriptions, they can fuck, you know?
Yeah.
That sounds like Keith Robinson's story. Have you heard Keith's set where he talks now about his second stroke and how he had it?
No,
it's a fucking incredible story, man. He talks about he's just on a plane drinking wine. He's on his way to Phoenix to go get laid. And it's about to land, so he pops a Viagra. And between him being drunk off the wine and the cabin pressure changing, by the time he lands, he was fucked.
Yeah. And, really? Like, gave him a stroke?
Yeah. That's and good. He's like, he still went to go get the pussy. Like, he probably could have went to the hospital and got fixed before it set in. But he was like, nah.
Nah, I just gotta go. Wow.
Men That's love brutal. It. Men
I,
love
I
it.
Worry about Viagra because I remember back on ONA, Patrice would say he didn't fuck with Viagra because he thought it was going to give him a stroke or a heart attack.
Yeah.
Because they would all pump up on that shit on those Brazil trips. And I get nervous on like dick pills because sometimes. Do you guys get a clogged nose on dick pills?
So I've only taken them once or twice. And I experimented with the random ones behind the counter, like, you know, with the Street Fighter characters on it, which that campaign is good. And I never forget, I went to a comedy show. So this was before I was doing comedy. And I was young, didn't need them. But I just remember not being able to focus. Like, I could see my heart beat. Like, my eyes, the veins in my eyes would
all get, like, congested.
Show up with the lights. Yeah.
I get very congested. I get a headache in the front of my head. I feel, like, very, like, because... I guess whatever meat in your nose, like the cartilage in your nose, is similar to your dick.
Okay.
Hmm.
So you get a heart.
So it responds. Okay.
Well, no, so, but your you nose get clogged. Gets yeah, you get. You can't breathe out of your nose.
Yeah. I've never had that before, but I've had ones where it's like the headache for sure. And some of them, if you get the weird, like off brand ones, like, they could make your face all fucking
red. Shannon, you ever had a guy. Viagra can cause you to stuffy, partially blocked nose, like most other side effects. It's a temporary issue that most common with the medication is still in your system. Only in some cases it could persist for several hours after the main effects of Viagra wear off.
Viagra really does get out of the system slowly, doesn't it? You know, it could last for a few hours, man. Don't worry about it.
Dude, so the last time I had a real good blue chew boner, Mrs. Meat, we go once, and I'm like, dude, I got this. Oh, I had the room set up. We had music. I had a projector with, like, psychedelic stuff on the ceiling. Go once. I'm like, man, I got this thing now. And I just turn over here. And I literally just jerked off like an ape for hours. I was just...
Hold on. Wait. You got it started and she fell asleep?
We fucked once.
Okay. Oh, but you still had more in the tank.
I was fucking pumped up.
Yeah.
And, I just turned... And it was just me, like a fucking orangutan, holding on to parts of her while she slept and fucking trying to rip my cock off for an hour and a half.
I am an animal. Like, if I don't get to come inside the woman, my dick is confused. Like, wait, we got to go again. We got to go. It is the wildest thing. Like, my dick will be like, nope, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
More. Like, that shit. Like, I remember trying to explain to a woman that we have to take the condoms off because it was like I was losing my erection. And she's like, well, is it me? And I'm like, no, it's the condom.
It's condoms. So
like, you're trying to trick me, aren't you? And it's like, no.
I mean, yes, but no.
No, if I was trying to trick you, we'd just be fucking doggy style right now.
That, which is an overrated position. I think people
really
sleep. I think people sleep on missionary, man. Missionary, see, I'm tall. My legs are... The chances of me meeting a chick that has the same size leg to, like, knee to hip ratio is not there for me. You know what I mean? So doggy style don't always work because of the height difference. You know what I mean? Missionary, any height, it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have a very fat sexual preference. It's girl on her side, me
one leg over.
In the kitchen eating?
I'm trying to explain it. She's on her side. I'm here, one leg over, one here. And then I bring one leg up towards her chest. And her other leg's under me. We're scissoring. We're fat scissoring.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Yeah. Just rubbing clits, huh?
Yeah. But for me, that's like how to get... That's I can... I'm getting maximum potential there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes, big gut doggy style, the girls really got to know how to pop it back.
Yeah, yeah. But at least with them, it's easier because resting your gut on a woman's back that's being supported by her knees, she can't complain about that. Yeah. Like, you feel the weight back there, but come on. This is no real effort on your part to hold that up.
Shannon, doggy style, underrated, overrated?
It's not my favorite.
Okay.
What's your favorite? Missionary?
I think missionary.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Danny?
I don't know. I don't have a favorite, really. I do them. I like them equally.
That's fair.
Yeah, sometimes I get tired of looking at their faces.
Yeah. I never like... I always thought reverse cowgirl was going to be the best.
Until I like that
you
one,
actually
yeah.
do it, and it's just some girl pressing on my shins.
Just squishing your balls.
Yeah, it's never good. It's never works out. It sounds good on paper.
Yeah, girls' awareness, like their spatial awareness of bodies and stuff like that is very fascinating. Like, you ever have a girl give you head while resting her elbow in your leg?
Oh yeah, I know.
Like, hey, don't do that. I'm like, what?
100%. Oh man, that just makes me mad.
Like, because as a dude, there's no way to even return the favor. I'm petty. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll let you do it, but then I'll try to find a way to return the favor. Like, I'll eat pussy like this.
Just like this, holding on to them.
Yeah, just pinching pressure points around her ankles. And
have you ever done a bad job on purpose so that the girl would tell you to stop?
Going down on people?
I mean, I've done that with literally everything, yeah. not just sexually.
I was going cooking, down cleaning. On the sack girl inside of her car. And I had already come, and she was like, I want you to do me now. And I'm like, you got it. But it was so hot in the car, and I just wanted to go so bad.
Yeah.
So I was just doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, like, made my fingers a corkshrew. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just making
like getting
up
your
shit.
Nails in there?
Yeah. And I was just trying to do as bad of a job as possible so she would tell me to stop. And then she kicked me out of the car and made me take the subway home.
Yeah, you deserve that. Yeah, being selfish. That.
Yeah.
So. Get in. Yeah. Get in the subway. I'll go pick up a homeless person. They'll eat me out for a quarter.
She was okay. In my defense, that girl was an angel to blow me. But I had on plaid shorts, and she spit my cum all over my shorts, and then handed me an auto magazine to wipe myself off with.
Oh yeah.
And I had to go sell tickets at CB's covered in cum.
Ah, that's a good way to do it, though. That's
but what
way.
I did was I figured I could sweat it out.
Yeah.
So I got out of the subway like 25 blocks early. And then walked fast so that my whole body would be wet and sweaty, and the cum stain wouldn't be as apparent.
You can just find like a sink somewhere.
The mind of Zach Amico.
I tried that. It's just, 25 blocks. This is a better way.
Instead of just like going to the Starbucks, and be like, hey, can I use the bathroom and just splash some water on there.
It worked.
Yeah.
And all of me was sweaty and salty.
Now let me ask you this: this is the one thing I want to ask because we just talk about this, right? In rock star lifestyle, even in comics, some comics experience this. You could be so funny, you could perform so well that some woman would offer you fellatio after the show, right? And that's a common thing. We all, oh, wow, yeah, dudes get head after the show. Is there anything a woman can do performance-wise that would make you go like, I need to eat this girl out after she gets off stage?
I mean, I'm sure some guys, but I don't think any
girl... I don't think girls are doing it for that.
Yeah, and one, they're not doing it for that.
I know,
that.
But
two,
just as
just
a
like...
man, is there any desire? Is there? Can you think of any... like, I don't... I'm appreciative of women who like to give head after shows. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You're making the world a better place. However, I don't understand the motive.
I don't know if a girl would take that offer the same way a guy. Yeah. You walk up to a guy and be like, hey, you want your dick sucked? Yes. Like, I don't think you could walk up to Shannon after a great episode and be like, hey, good job up there. Can I eat that box?
Correct. But I don't even think men even have the motivation to go there. What is that
there
desire?
There are some creepy dudes who probably were like, I would love to, but they just, if you go up to some comic and say, that was great, can I eat your pussy? They'll get fucking kicked out.
Yeah, but what is that desire in a human being? Like, I have to get backstage and perform fellatio.
Because they want status.
That gives no one status.
Well, it does to the girl who says I fucking blew the comic. In her mind. I mean, we know it's not because you go...
It's like the guy that heckles.
You're giving his head, you go like, you're not getting
it's like the guy that heckles and thinks he's helping. In her head, she's part of like the comedy ecosystem now.
She goes...
That is also funny too, because at what point do you figure, like, if a headliner is doing at least an hour set, what point in the set do you figure the girl's mind goes, yeah, I don't care anymore about the jokes. I'm just thinking about...
Before he went up.
Yeah.
So she didn't listen to the entire hour.
No, not once. The sad thing is when you meet girls that the blow the MC or the feature.
I know. That's my goal. My goal is to get hot enough that someone has to blow Gay Blonde Mike to get to me.
It's me. He didn't know. Dave, this really hot chick sucked my dick and she wants to meet you. I'm just like, hey, buddy.
Hey.
Gotcha. All right, let's call the episode here. I want to thank my guests, Dave Temple and Danny Polishchuk. Thank you to the ladies in the booth. Lewis, safe journeys, my friend. Can't wait for Skankfest, and I love you, buddy. No, everybody be safe. We will see you this Wednesday on the Real Ass Podcast. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.